146 and 0.
Love Talk Radio.
146 and 0. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. My last fight got age restricted when I beat the fuck out of that 205 pounder, MMA fighter, college wrestler. Yeah, I fucked him up. I hit him so hard with that one too. Go on YouTube right now. Got age restricted. When I beat Sambo Russian, age restricted. U.S. Marine knocked him out cold. Age restricted. I've never seen any fake stream fights, quote unquote fights, fake stream, get age restricted. Of course not. I mean, those guys take dives, those pillow punches. I mean, who the fuck would restrict that? I mean, those are fixed fights. Like I said on the other radio, the David Hay shit. I mean, that, listen, mainstream stance, Box Rec, delusional haters, delusional mainstream fighters, all you fake pretend fighters, all you retards, that David Hay dive will haunt you forever. There's absolutely nothing you can say to defend it. That's it. You can't say, oh, that's just one fight. No, it's not just one fight. Oh, it's just a couple fights. A couple fights, a couple hundred. More like a couple hundred fights. More like you guys got more like a couple hundred, maybe a couple thousand fake fights. Listen, all your shit is fuck. All your bullshit. Fake, televised crap. All right? This is a boxing radio show. Let's talk boxing. Real boxing. Okay? Not fake shit where David Hay pays a random guy from the street to take a dive, okay? Yeah, if I punched David Hay in the jaw, David Hay would be in the hospital, okay? Yeah, that's why he didn't want to fight. He backed out. I was supposed to fight that clown in 2011. That's why they didn't want to fight. He's not a fighter. They knew that I don't take bribes, that I'm a real champion. When I was 16-0, I was supposed to knock out David Hay. Richard Schaefer called me, and he started saying, oh, but I don't want you to be my fighter. Why not? Now you all know. They knew that I fight for pride. I'm a real champion. I fight for victory. You know what I'm saying? There's no money involved. I make them pay. I beat their ass. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. I beat everybody's ass. All right, I'm here to talk about my last four wins. All right, Sambo Russian. Now, that was my best win of all time. Yes, it tops my best knockout of all time versus the U.S. Marine because the Sambo Russian would destroy that Marine. That Sambo Russian was huge. He was strong. He was a good fighter. He had a very good chin. I nearly dropped him with that 1-2. That was a great 1-2 I hit him with. But, yeah, that was a phenomenal win, can I say. That was a phenomenal win. But, I'm proud of myself, man. I beat so many people, and there was absolutely nothing to prove. Absolutely nothing. My last win, 80-win MMA fighter. But, yeah, against Sambo Russian. I mean, I hit him seven times. Yeah, I got hit a few times, like once or twice. I hit him seven times. I hit him twice in the jaw, and I hit him five times in the body. I jabbed him, and I hit him in the body with a hook. With a few hooks, you know what I mean. He was thrown back the whole time. It was a great fight. You know what I'm saying? And you know, yeah, the motherfucker got his ass beat. That motherfucker, Sambo Russian. Okay, he's the second best boxer in the world after me. But it's still a huge drop off because I beat him one sided. It was closer than. Like, all my fights are extremely one-sided, but I guess you could say that fight was a little bit closer because he did fight back, and he fought back the whole time. But he lost on every exchange. I mean, every exchange he lost. I made him miss. I made him pay. Like, he swung it in my head, and then he missed, and I just caught him with bam, bam. And then when he connected, when he did connect, I countered him with a jab to the body, and I made him quit. So there you have it, Charlie Zelenoff defeats Sambo Russian heavyweight. The best win. The greatest win in boxing history. A 160-pound middleweight beating a 240-pound trained, vicious Sambo heavyweight. 144. I beat a black belt taekwondo fighter. You know what I'm saying? Black belt taekwondo. Yeah, the thing is, that guy was, 10 years, he had a 4th degree black belt, you know, honorable win. Very, very good win. Great win. You know what I mean? Come on. Who wouldn't be proud of beating a fucking fourth-degree black belt fighter with three punches? Three punches. Who wouldn't be proud of that? But he was a punk, and he tried to kick. If that guy kicked me, I would have killed his ass. I would have hospitalized him. You know, he got frustrated because he saw that that's it. He can't fuck with me, you know. I'll stand up. I'm so fast. I'm so strong. I'm so explosive, you know. My punches are so accurate, you know. I'm obviously the best boxer in the world. He can't beat me in boxing. So he tried to resort to the kick, and believe me, if he tried a street fight, he would have got his ass beat the same way he got his ass beat in boxing, man. Let's not forget. I'm obviously the best boxer in the world, the greatest of all time, but I'm a great street fighter too, man. Oh yeah, I went to jail for knocking out two huge heavyweights. Yeah, that Dijon pussy, he from behind choke. Yeah, well, he got his ass kicked in the boxing match, and I hit him with that four piece, and I outboxed him in the ring. You know, wasn't my best fight though. Hey, listen, I beat Dijon. Question to, I don't even know if Dijon has any fans. He's a nobody, you know what I'm saying? But if there are Dijon fans out there, oh, those delusional haters. Okay, why when I punched Dijon four times in the head, why didn't he punch back? Why was he trying to get me in a Muay Thai hold? Why was he holding on like a bitch? Dude, he got his ass beat like more than Mayweather Sr. Like, he got his ass beat as bad as Mayweather Sr., put it that way. Like, I'm saying that particular moment when I hit him with that four-piece, yeah, that was like, you know how Mayweather Sr., he didn't drop because he was holding on. You know what I'm saying? Mayweather Sr. dropped. But you know how Mayweather Sr. was, put like this, man, even old man Sr. had better defense than Dijon. You know what I mean? He didn't have good defense. I dropped him, but fuck, Dijon, no, what defense? This guy was like a punching bag. I punched him one, twice, three times, four times. Once, twice, three, four. I beat his ass. All this false hype that he, what the fuck, that Dijon beat? He never beat, what? Wait, so, and plus he got punched in the ring in the first round. Listen, the first round was Lance White, Charlie Zelenoff. Second round, Charlie Zelenoff starts out, jab, 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 jab. I mean, and then this idiot lands a few punches, and then everybody's saying, oh my God, Dijon came back and won? No, he didn't. Yeah, he may have came back, he made it a closer fight, but he didn't win. He lost. He got his ass kicked, and he does not want a rematch. I'm a lot better now than when I beat his ass in 2014. If I was to rematch Dijon now, you all know what the fuck would happen. I would fucking annihilate him. I would beat him again, and this time I would beat him a lot easier. I would knock him out. I'd beat him a lot worse now. My last fight, the guy that I beat, that guy would kill Dijon, all right? The guy had 80 wins as a college wrestler. Yeah, wrestling is not it's not boxing, but still, the guy was big. He obviously knew if he had 80 wins, wrestling and MMA, it's the same shit. What do MMA fighters do? They roll on the ground. It's the same shit. Okay, none of them know how to strike. Very few of them. They may throw a few weak punches and then boom, they're back on the ground. Wrestling and MMA is the same shit pretty much. It is MMA is like 90% of it is wrestling. It's on the ground. Jiu-jitsu, fucking catch wrestling, whatever the fuck. Greco-Roman, all that shit. It's, yeah. Basically, this motherfucker, Alvarado. Oh, hold on, before we get into that, I gotta talk about it. After the Sambo Russian, so I smashed the black belt, and then I beat Eric Estrada. Now, the Eric Estrada fight was a few seconds. I punched the guy two times. I hit him in the face with a left hook, and then I hit him again, that his head snapped back. And then that's it. And then he quit. He turned his back. So I mean, as soon as he turned his back, I stopped hitting him. He quit. And it said on his shirt, Martial Arts Academy. And you fucking delusional haters say that I, all this bullshit that, oh, you don't beat real fighters. Hey, the guy, he fights out a new breed, Martial Arts Academy. Kickboxer. Muay Thai kickboxer, man. And he does MMA. But his main, yeah, he's a kickboxer. He was 3-0 as a kickboxer, and now he's 0-1 as a professional boxer. I beat him. I fucking snapped his goddamn head back. His entire head snapped back, man. Eric Estrada. Now, my last one, I mean, I'd say out of the last four, it was the second best win. Oh, yeah, definitely. The best one was, well, I mean, performance-wise, it was the best one, performance-wise. But the best one competition-wise was against Sambo Russian. However, Alvarado, man, he was tough, man. I mean, if him and Sambo Russian fought in a boxing match, Sambo Russian would win. I mean, he showed very good hands when he got his ass beat by me. But in an MMA fight, I don't know, man. Fucking Alvarado has 80 wins as a college wrestler. I mean, he fucking, you know, he beat a lot of people. I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, probably Sambo Russian would beat him. But, listen, they're both very good fighters, and I beat both of them. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, today I was watching how I punched Deontay Wilder. It never gets old, man, how I smashed Deontay Wilder, man. That piece of shit, man. That fucking idiot said that they need to make new gloves for him because he punches so hard. Yeah, well, he sure flies across the ring. Like, you know, maybe they need to build new rings. So when Deontay Wilder gets punched by Charlie Zelenoff, so you can have more room to fly. You know what I mean? Instead of making new gloves. Deontay Wilder, man. Fucking moron. That guy's a fucking joke, man. Me and Curtis are right, man. Deontay Wilder is delusional. Yes, he is, because he clearly lost to me, and he said that he beat me. Dude. You got fucking one-shotted in the ring. And then the second fight, you're getting your ass beat again. I was punching him in the body really hard. And luckily, by literally a one in a billion fucking lucky punch fluke fucking shot, he caught me. I just got caught. Was not hurt. Was not KO'd. Was not TKO'd. That's it. And the motherfucker did not let me get up. I was on a knee. Then I wanted to get up, and the motherfucker swung while I was on a knee. He did it twice. When you do it once, it is a DQ. He did it twice. Deontay Wilder lost to Charlie Zelenoff not once, but twice. Okay? He wants to lose a third time. He knows my number. Hey. I beat better opposition. I beat Jill Zavala. Let's get into that fight. Jill Zavala. Listen, now, okay, they say styles make fights. Well, I beat any style. Maybe that's the case with other fighters. But against me, Charlie Zelenoff's style beats any style. Therefore, nobody has my number. Nobody, you know, I have everybody's number. 146 tried, 146 failed. I beat 146 different styles, right? Everybody, boxers, Marines, Navy SEALs, MMA fighters, wrestlers, everybody. Beat everybody. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, Jill Zavala versus Deontay Wilder. Jill Zavala wins by brutal, vicious knockout. Eric Molina stunned and nearly KO'd Wilder. Jill Zavala, a guy that I beat, it's on YouTube, beat him in October 2014, actually, a month after I met my beautiful wife, Daria. I beat Jill Zavala, and wow, perfect timing. I met my wife that year. Wow, it's incredible how time flies. Me and my wife have been together for literally almost 2 years. We've been together for exactly 1 year and 9 months. It's almost our 2-year anniversary. Me and Daria. Yeah. Hey, I'm holding the letter in my hands right now. This is it. Stamped, Homeland Security. Daria Zelenoff, your spouse has been approved. She's coming, baby. So that, yeah, about 2 to 4 months. So, can't wait. Hold her in my arms again. Can't wait to have sex with her again. Can't wait. Yeah, I'm gonna get my wife pregnant, obviously, when she's here. First, we're gonna start off with one child, and then we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll have a second one. But first, we're gonna have one kid. She wants two. She wants a son and a daughter. I want a son. You know, but look, whoever God decides, son, daughter, we're going to be happy with. We're going to make great parents, me and Daria. But yeah, you know, can I say I'm turning 28 years old very soon, July 27th. It's about to be June. My wife's 20. You know, perfect time. I'm the greatest boxer of all time. I beat everybody. I'm 146-0. I defeated everybody. I'm the champ. Yeah, you know, my last win, phenomenal. Okay, I beat Sambo Russian, black belt, and I beat Estrada kickboxer, and I beat 80 win college wrestler. I mean, and I announced that I retired on top. You know, I did not retire. I'm just taking a break. You know, like a temporary retirement, like, you know, like more like a hiatus, like a break. You know, like a vacation. Just call it a vacation. You call whatever you want, man. You could even call it a retirement. I'm gonna be back. When, I don't know. I don't know, but I'll be back. Yeah, I mean, I'm at 27 years old, turning 28. I'm not gonna retire. I know that I've done it all, and there's literally nothing more to prove, and I beat everybody. But you know, if I was 37 or 38, then yeah, then I would retire on top for good. You know, just yeah, of course. But I'm not even 30 yet, so I mean, what am I going to do for the next 12 years? I got to fight. You know, I know I have a beautiful wife. My responsibility, I'm my wife Daria, I got to take care of her. But I'm saying, sports wise, what am I going to do? What? Yeah, I'm not interesting. I'm not interested in commentating. I'm not interested in anything else besides fighting, as far as sports. No, I don't want to go back to basketball and be a basketball player again. No, I'm a good basketball player, but that's the thing. Good, very good. Maybe when I was in my prime in basketball, I was a great basketball player. But I was not the best basketball player. No, I was very good. I was a great street baller. I was, you know, a good high school player, you know. But there was players better than me. In boxing, nobody's better than me. In boxing, that is my forte. That is Charlie Zelenoff, number one in the world, number one of all time. Nobody comes close. 146 wins, 0 losses. But that's what I'm saying. I'd rather stick to what I'm best at. See, in basketball, I can't say that I'm the best basketball player of all time. I mean, in boxing, I could say it because I truly am the best boxer of all time. So I'd much rather stick to the sport that I'm best at. That God gave me all the power, the speed, the talent, the skill, the world-class skill level, the jab, you know, the ring IQ, the heart, the courage, you know what I'm saying? The ability to switch hits, southpaw, orthodox, you know, this is it. I rule boxing. I am boxing, in other words. I'm the greatest ever, the best ever, the best to ever lace them up. I would have brutally knocked out Muhammad Ali cold if Muhammad Ali was still, quote-unquote, fighting. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if he did some David Haye shit. Oh, after that David Haye shit, that puts a huge asterisk on all of mainstream boxing. Now you got to look back at the 70s and the 80s and be like, all right, well, were those fights fake too? You got to look back at that shit too. You got to look back at Ali Frazier 3. Be like, was Frazier paid to sit down in round 14? Maybe he was. I mean, how can you trust that stuff? I mean, you got a guy, David Haye, who claimed to be a top fighter. Okay, if he's a top, he's a top mental patient, all right? David Haye needs help, all right? This guy is sick in the head. This Richard Schaefer, he's Richard Schaefer. Listen, De La Hoya is a cross-dresser, fucking faggot. Look, all these guys are mentally ill, okay? Because they think that walking around with chains and fancy cars and money and all this shit, they think that makes you a world champion boxer. Money makes you richer, but it does not make you better. Charlie Zelenoff is better than everybody in boxing, skill-wise. What the fuck does income have to do with how fast and how hard my punches land? What does it have to do? Nothing, exactly. I'm the best boxer of all time. Physically, I'm naturally the best boxer of all time. That's what I'm trying to say. Look how beautiful my wife is. You want to brag about fucking chains and cars and all that bullshit and mansions? Hey, my wife. Look at my wife, Daria. Yeah, you fucking clowns. De La Hoya, fucking Deontay Wilder, Klitschko. They wish they could have a girl that hot, man. But that's the thing. My wife loves me. For me. Not because I'm a world champion. She wants to be famous, and she wants to ride my coattails, and be the wife of Charlie Zelenoff, the champ, and become famous and become an actress in Hollywood one day. No, that's not why she became my wife. She truly loves me. You know, I got money too. Obviously, I'm not a millionaire, but I got money too. But because I'm the best boxer in the world, yeah, of course my wife is proud of me, and of course she feels very safe with me, and she knows, come on, if some guy put his arm around her at a club and I kicked his ass outside, she feels safe with me. But what I'm trying to say is that my wife truly, truly loves me. You know what I mean? Nowadays, that's rare. You know what I mean? Nowadays, like, these motherfuckers, they don't even know how to spit game at a girl, man. They see a hot girl, they start showing their wallet. Hey, look how much money I have. Here, go with me. Give me your number. They think that, see, it's wrong. It's not right, man. You know what I'm saying? But let me tell you something, though. Real love still exists out there, man. Charlie's on off and Daria's on off, baby. That's what I'm saying. Saw the wedding? That's real love right there, man. Yeah, like I said, real love still exists out there. What, me and my wife, we love each other. Yeah, she went with me for me. What I'm trying to say is, this fucking delusional fake boxer, Mayweather Jr., I don't even think that clown's married. He's fucking 40 years old. The cat's about to be 40 years old. This motherfucker's not even married. And even if he is, no, he's not married. He apparently has some fucking, I don't know, he said he has a girlfriend, some ugly-ass bitch. See, Mayweather Jr., all that millions, 300 million, hey, Daria would never go with him. Man, it's like, I'm so much better than that guy, you know? I'm a much better boxer than Mayweather Jr. My wife is way hotter than whatever fucking bitch he paid to be with him. You know, let's see. I'm 146-0. His fake 49-0 is choreographed. I physically smashed. Well, I... Okay, 14 forfeits. I physically smashed 132 men. Okay, and 146-0 is my record in boxing. For real. 14 people legitimately forfeit. 146-0, I physically, brutally hurt 132 men. And I physically knocked out 116 men in boxing. Mayweather has not beaten anyone. He paid people to take dives. He's a fake fighter. You know, I don't want to discuss mainstream boxing, man. I just want to clown it. I don't want to discuss it like a serious, like, you know, this fighter, that, what fighter? They don't have any fighters. Yeah, I'm doing the radio earlier today because today's a huge game. OKC and Golden State. Hey, listen, man. What can I say, man? I got my fingers crossed, man. I hope OKC wins it today, man. I fucking hate the Warriors, man. Oklahoma was fucking destroying Golden State. I mean, 3-1, tortured them, literally tortured them, crushed them. I mean, listen, Oklahoma's better than Golden State. Come on. If Golden State somehow miraculously wins this series, it's going to be a matter of, that means they got lucky. I mean, I don't know. I see it this way. I think Oklahoma just took them for granted. They got too excited. They thought, this is it. We're going to the finals. Next thing you know, Golden State creeps up on them and ties it 3-3. But, hey, there's a game 7 to be played. These fucking bitch-ass Warrior fans, they're acting like this is it. Golden State, they were celebrating. I saw it. Game 6, like, this is it. Like, they already won. Cleveland is shit. All right? They invited some fake UFC fighter to their game. I'm no longer I never said I'm a Cavs fan. I just said I was rooting for them in the playoffs. But then when I found out that UFC crap, that they invited some UFC, Oklahoma didn't invite no fake fighters. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm a champion. I've been to many NBA games. I can go to fucking, when Oklahoma plays the Lakers or the Clippers, I can go to the game with my belt, take my wife with me, take my pound-for-pound king hat that I'm wearing right now. I could say, what's up, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, what's up, homie? I could show them my fights on my smartphone. They'll be like, congrats, champ. Good shit, good punches. I could do that. I've seen many NBA players, man, many of them, and they gave me credit. With Charlie Villanueva from the Dallas Mavericks, I've seen him. He at the Grove. He I was showing him the fight with Derek the Giant. This guy was like, "Congrats, that was a big dude you beat, man." That's what I'm saying. This clown Mayweather, he shows up to the games, and if the players talk shit to him, they're gonna get suspended. They're gonna get fined because he's a fan. He's a fan. He's a fan of the game. I bet you all the motherfuckers at the Clippers. Like he goes to the Clippers game, except maybe that bitch Paul Pierce. You know that clown's a fucking fake weather fan. But I'm saying. I bet you that, like, DeAndre Jordan, what's his name, Chris Paul, I bet you they don't like Mayweather Jr. Just because they talk to him and say, yo, what's up, what, how you doing? That doesn't mean they're friends. What the fuck? Yeah, he's sitting in the front row. If they talk shit to him, then they're going to get fined. They're going to get warned. They're going to be like, you can't talk shit to fans. You know what I'm saying? He's an attention whore. Yeah, if I go to the Clippers game when they play OKC, Mayweather Jr., he's going to go to the fucking 300th row, or he's going to leave the fucking building because he knows I'll beat the fuck out of him outside. Listen, he does not want to get in the ring with me. That guy's a fake motherfucker. That's it. I see Floyd, I'm knocking him out. He has bodyguards, I got people too. Floyd, don't forget, man, I'm Russian. Alright? Just don't forget that. Yeah, and my Russian friends would annihilate your fat security guards, and I would annihilate you. Just keep that in mind. You can roll 10, 20 deep. I can roll 20 deep, too. Bitch-ass motherfucker, man. That's the thing. Everywhere I go solo. I don't like walking around with groups and all this shit. I don't like that. I had three motherfuckers come up to me one time with a hammer, and they all lost. Well, I didn't beat all three of them, but I knocked one of them out, but the other two didn't do shit. They just threw a hammer at me and missed. You know what I'm saying? Now that is a champion. That takes heart. A lot of heart. I mean, three different people came up to me and tried to attack me, and they had a weapon, too, and they still couldn't beat me. Floyd Mayweather Jr. Man, that motherfucker's such a pussy, man. I'd beat the fuck out of his dad, man. I'd beat the delusions out of his father, man. I'd beat the delusions out of him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they put my radios out. Hey, Floyd, man. You know I beat Deontay Wilder, right? How come there's no video of you punching Deontay Wilder, but there's video of me punching Deontay Wilder, and he's flying across the ring? Floyd, you know, as much as I hate Deontay, Deontay would fucking kill you, dude. And you know that. Deontay Wilder is an overrated boxer. He's not shit. He's a fucking bitch, just like you. But he's 6'7", man. You're 5'8". You wouldn't even reach his jaw. That guy would kill you. Yeah, and I fucking crushed him in the ring. So please, enough. You're not pound for pound. You're not a fighter. Conor McGregor is a joke. Well, McGregor? Listen, man, if Conor McGregor, his name's Conor, right? If Conor saw Charlie Zelenoff, he'd run like Sarah Connor from the fucking Terminator, man. Let's put it like that. Charlie Zelenoff is the best. I'm telling everybody right now, if that fake fight, McGregor and Mayweather, if that shit takes place in September, if it takes place in September, then I'm coming back in September on the exact same day that they're going to have their fixed David Haye type match. I'm coming back on that day, and I'm going to expose that shit. I'm going to beat the fuck out of a huge heavyweight fighter on that same day, and everybody's going to be talking about my fight instead of that McJoker, instead of Gayweather versus Sarah Connor. You know what I mean? But yeah, Charlie Z is the best. Yeah, my last victory, you know, speaks volumes. It speaks for itself, you know what I mean? It got age-restricted, man. I won, too, the guy. It was such a hard one, too, that the fight got age-restricted. I mean, I don't see any Mayweather fights or Wilder fights getting age-restricted because they're weak. I'm going overtime. Charlie's on off the best. Yeah, I mean, what can I say, man? I'm 146-0. I remember when I was 46-0, man. I beat so many people. Look at this. Check this out. 23 wins in 2014 when I beat Jay Oswald. Right? And then 33 wins in 2015, which was last year. So far, we're about to be in June, but in May, I did it in May. May 22nd, I won my last fight. 42 boxing victories in 2016. Charlie Zelenoff. I am the greatest. If I'm taking a break, if I would not take a break, if I would just keep fighting every week, I would reach 200 and 0 by this year. And more, I would be like 210 and 0 or 220 and 0. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I'm on pace to win 1,000 fights without ever losing. But the thing is, that I beat so many people that it's extremely difficult to get a fight. That last fight that I won, I went to 4 different gyms. The first 3 gyms, literally the whole gym. I came up to every fighter, Marines, boxers, MMA guys, everybody, man. The wrestlers, you know what I mean? Nobody, I'm talking about real wrestlers, not these WWE wrestlers, like college wrestlers, you know what I mean? Like, none of these motherfuckers wanted to fight. Nobody. That last dude, Alvarado, the college wrestler, he agreed. And I gave him a beating. I beat his ass in front of his girlfriend, man. Dude, I hit that motherfucker so hard, I made his bitch moan. Literally, man, you could hear that. You could hear his girl, like, it's on video. I was like, bam, bam. She was like, you can hear that shit, man. Yeah, I mean, her man got lit up, man. Fucking lit him up, man. She was like, bam, bam. And that third shot was nice, man. That third shot was nice, too. Of course, the 1-2 was the most explosive, the best punches of the fight, but that third punch finished it, though, and hit him in the face, right in the face, like in the cheekbone. I got him with the left, and then he quit, and then I'm like, you want to continue? And he said, hell no. He didn't just say no, he said, hell no. Hey, you delusional haters, you listening to this? The last fighter that I beat, when I beat him, he said, I asked him, do you want to continue after I punched him 3 times in the face? I said, do you want to continue? He said, hell no. Hell no? That means I punch pretty goddamn hard, you fucking morons. I'm the greatest. Look, like somebody said, it's just jealousy, man. These people are just jealous of me. That's all it is, man. That's all it is. I got a beautiful, gorgeous wife. When she's in LA, I'm going to be having sex with her every single fucking day, and these people are going to be talking on the internet, man. I scored all these wins that are going to remain forever on YouTube, man. You know, my kids, my grandkids, everybody's going to see them. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be able to, when I'm literally, like, retired from the sport of boxing, you know, like, with, like, 400 or 500 wins or losses, you know, hundreds and hundreds. I already have hundreds of knockouts, 116 knockouts right now. But I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, when I'm retired completely from the game of boxing, I'm going to be able to show my kids, you know, when they get older, man. You know, it's your dad right here, you know, greatest of all time. You know, it's just, it's something that, you know, being the GOAT is, it's more, it's an honor. Not only is it an honor, it's a blessing, it's an honor, it's, you know, it's an unparalleled feeling. It's just an indescribable feeling and a blessing from God. That God gave me the power, and God gave me the speed. You know, the superior speed, the superior power. You know what I'm saying? I know there's fighters, a lot of other fighters with power, too, and speed, too, but not like me. Just come on, man. There's a video of me literally throwing 10 power shots in 1 second. There's a video of me in a ring landing 6 power shots in half a second. In 5/10 of a second, I hit Carlos Vasquez to win the UBF World Championship. 5/10 of a second. Do you understand how fast that is? All right, for those of you that follow basketball, when Derek Fisher and the Lakers beat the San Antonio Spurs, there was 0.4, okay, 0.4, 0.5, about the same shit, right? I can release 6 power shots in 0.4 tenths of a second, trust me. It's just 1/10 of a second difference. Okay, Derek Fisher literally released a shot, boom, 0.4. Okay, but I released 6 power shots in 5/10 of a second, not 1 second, 1/10 of a second. Do you understand? That's fucking out of this world. inhuman shit that I did, man. No fighter in the history of, since Jesus Christ created Adam and Eve, since God created Adam and Eve until now. Okay, since God created Adam and Eve, right, on that day, until now, until today, May 30, 2016, from that time when God created Adam and Eve to today, there has never been a fighter, a boxer, as good as Charlie Zelenoff. And there never will be. Not in 100 years, not in 1,000 years, not in 1,000,000, not in 1,000,000,000 fucking years will there ever be another fighter as good as me. That's why I am the GOAT.